Did you know that you can get sued over reviews you leave online on things like Yelp? Oh yeah, you're gonna wanna stay tuned, cause this is some shit.
Hey there, this is Get Legit Law and Shit, and I'm Emily D. Baker, badass lawyer for online business. I've been a licensed attorney for over 15 years, and I'm a former prosecutor. So yeah, I know some shit. And we're going to talk about the legal shit you need to know. But don't worry, this is not another boring business podcast. So let's get started.
So there's a growing trend in businesses to sue people who leave negative reviews. Now, we all know that Yelp is a fairly powerful tool for businesses. If you get great Yelp reviews, it drives traffic to your business. A lot of negative reviews can actually steer people away. However, I personally find Yelp reviews really helpful. I have found businesses that I am ride or die for because of their Yelp reviews. And a few years back, my family and I took a kind of cross-country road trip. Well, not cross. We went halfway and turned around and came back to California. That was the plan. But we looped through the middle of the country from California to Kansas City, down through Arkansas and Texas and back around. And a lot of the places we found on that trip were from Yelp. When we would go into small towns, somewhere like Kansas, where we've never been, we would look for like a great local breakfast place. We didn't want to just eat in hotels. So Yelp was super helpful. This is a long way to say that I love Yelp. However, the trend of suing over negative Yelp reviews kind of pisses me off. But the courts have been very pro-business in this, which means if you are a consumer, your ass can get sued over negative Yelp reviews. Now, the FTC is starting to crack down on this. You know, when the FTC gets involved, it's becoming a problem. And the FTC actually passed the Consumer Review Fairness Act. Now, if any of you have heard of this, you have to DM me on Instagram because you get a gold star. Most people don't know that this is a thing that even exists. The basis of the Consumer Review Fairness Act is that if consumers are posting truthful reviews, they cannot necessarily be sued. And it stops businesses, particularly hotels, from putting clauses in their terms of use that say that you cannot leave a negative review. Did you know that was happening? That was happening in like your hotel agreement. They were looping in these clauses that say you couldn't leave a negative review. And if you did, you could be sued. So that shit's illegal now because of the Consumer Review Fairness Act. And I understand the goal of this act. It's to allow consumers to share truthful information about a business. That means that you can't get on there and say, this business owner must be the largest effing idiot in the world and is clearly off their meds because what in the hell? This person is rude and an asshole and ugly. You can't disparage someone, but you can leave a review saying, I did not receive good service here. The attempts to rectify the service were met with less than positive results. My experience with this business was this. And those are fact-based and truthful. Name-calling and anger is not helpful. So if you do receive crap-ass service somewhere in the future, take a day or two before you pound out that Yelp review, because you might end up getting sued. I want to tell you a story because this hit me so wrong and just really simply pissed me right off. Gentleman named Tom Lloyd out of Florida left a negative review for a vet's office. He was a dog owner. His dog was having some emergency type of trouble. He took the dog to the emergency after hours vet, and they told him that the dog needed emergency surgery, that he had a ruptured spleen, and it was urgent. So he took him to the Deland Animal Hospital. I don't know if this is near Disney or not. Oh, no, it's in Deland, Florida. I didn't know there was a Deland, Florida. Sounds like the way I refer to Disneyland. Anyway, I tangent, but Deland Animal Hospital. He needs emergency surgery. They said, okay, you're going to do it right now. They told him, yes, the dog would be going into emergency surgery. 6 hours later, the hospital told him to come and get the dog because they had not yet found a surgeon. 6 hours after they said the dog was going into emergency surgery because it was emergent, come pick up your dog. We can't find a surgeon at the animal hospital that told him to come in with the sick dog. He rushes his dog to another clinic. He gets to the second clinic and they say it is too late to surgically intervene and the dog was imminently dying and needed to be euthanized. I'm sure that's not what Tom expected when he woke up that day. I am a animal mom. I would be so unbelievably hurt, angry, frustrated. And if you're telling me that surgery is going to save my pet's life, and I tell you, you're doing it now, and you say yes, and I say, go ahead, save my animal's life. And then you wait 6 hours to the point where his life can no longer be saved. The anger, you guys, the anger. I understand the anger here. I totally get it. Which the delay is seemingly what cost the dog his life based on the reports. So he went online to let others know that this particular animal hospital did not work in a expedient manner. They did not communicate clearly with him, and they did not do anything to help save his dog's life. So his review was not tremendously inflammatory. His review was not tremendously angry. It was fairly factual, in my opinion. And he ended that saying, My dog deserved a better last day than what he had because of all of these factors that led to him passing. Actually, you know what? Emily, just read them the review and let them decide for themselves. His Yelp review was, the staff wasted 6 hours of Rembrandt's life and destroyed whatever chance he may have had to live. Our Rembrandt deserved a better last day. I agree with Tom. But I also don't find this review defamatory, inflammatory, name-calling. And at the end of the day, the poor man's dog died. That's a traumatic life event. And he still wrote a factual review. They said they were going into surgery. 6 hours later, they still hadn't. If they had said, we're not going into surgery now, we can't find a surgeon, this is urgent, you probably want to take him somewhere else, he might have had a different chance. So what did this animal hospital do? Well, they sued his ass. Yep, let that sink in for a minute. Over that review that I just read you, they sued him, which left him with $26,000 in legal fees to fight the lawsuit. $26,000 in legal fees. They wasted 6 hours. His freaking dog died. And he ended up with $26,000 in legal fees fighting this lawsuit. Because at the end of the day, how do you give in to a lawsuit like that? You're right. However, the thing with litigation is you can wear someone's resources out. My kids play a card game called Yu-Gi-Oh! It's super nerdy. I love it so much. But one of the base strategies of Yu-Gi-Oh! Is to wear out the other side's resources, because when there's nothing left they can do, you know, you win. That's not dissimilar to lawsuits. When you wear out the other side's resources, there's not much else they can do. And it's like digging a hole where the sand keeps filling back in on you, because at the end of the day, if you give in, you pay. If you don't give in, you pay. And yes, there are some circumstances where you can get attorney's fees back, but those are A, it's not something to bank on when you go into litigation because the other side can file bankruptcy and there are things that can happen. But at the end of the day, it costs money to defend a lawsuit. It costs money to bring a lawsuit. And part of a lawsuit evaluation is always, how much can we ride this out? So he was standing up, I believe, for principle. The principle of the thing was so outrageous to him. But this is not unusual. There are tons of stories of people being sued. There was a woman in New York sued for over $1 million by her doctor for posting a negative review on Yelp. A man in Kansas was sued over a TripAdvisor review of a theme park. And the TripAdvisor reviews seem to rank in these stories higher with the amount of lawsuits that are filed than the Yelp reviews. But the Consumer Review Fairness Act is trying to stop this and to keep defamation suits to actual defamation. But what the businesses are arguing is that this is directing business away from them. It's interference in business relations. And it's only interference if the reader, if it's malicious and if the reader decides not to work with the business. But factual, truthful reviews should be protected. Hotels should not be able to put clauses in that say, oh, by the way, if you leave us a negative review, you can be sued, because it's just awful and gross. I'm actually really impressed that the FTC took it upon themselves to pass an act to A, forestall some of this bullshit, and B, to allow consumers, I mean, that's their whole gig, right? To protect consumers, but to allow consumers to continue to honestly share factual reviews. So at the end of the day, if you have a miserable experience with a business and you want to leave a Yelp review, I would write it out first. I would sit on it for a day or two, and then I would take it down to just the facts. Because at the end of the day, truth can be a defense. And when it comes to negative reviews, truth is a defense, especially if the reviews are just factual, not malicious, not name-calling, not defamatory, truthful. Leave all the "this person is the shittiest human alive" comments for your friends and family on, you know, text message, not on Twitter, not on Instagram, not on Yelp. Those are personal conversations to be had. Those are not public form conversations. And I think part of where this gets mixed is that we feel today like so many of our conversations are appropriate for the public forum because of the way we communicate with each other in Instagram DM, which I love, in Facebook Messenger, on Facebook, on Twitter. It feels like a one-to-one conversation. But you have to remember that social media is a public forum. And so things that are said on social can lead to lawsuits. And that can really suck. Imagine being Tom. Not only did he lose his dog, but ended up $26,000 in debt to deal with the hospital, which, by the way, not a good look for that business. If I saw the news stories on this, I wouldn't take my pet there. I think the hospital probably did themselves more damage by suing him because it became a national news story than if they had just let it go. And sometimes we just, you know, make like Elsa and let it go. Have you had a negative experience with leaving reviews? Have you had a business come after you and tell you to take it down? Have you been pressured to take things down? Have you been threatened? I want to hear about it. So if that has happened to you, either email me at getlegit@emilydbaker.com or, you know, DM a girl on Instagram at @TheEmilyDBaker. I will talk to you next week. Thank you for listening, and I appreciate you. Have a good one. Thank you so much for listening. I know what it's like to find a podcast you connect with, and then you want to talk about it, and you want to talk about the things you've heard, and you want to chat with other people and hear their opinion. And sometimes that's not the people that are around you. I mean, you can always tell them to listen. But I've created a community for us to keep those conversations going, for me to answer your questions, and to share some behind the scenes and exclusive content, and maybe some deeper takes on the stories as we talk about them. So if you want to join that conversation with the Get Legit community, come on over to www.getlegitlive. I'd love to see you there. So come on by, say hello, and join the conversation.